Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kilstein. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We're holding a Nedarim Daf Chafei, and the Gemara has a fascinating discussion about every time that a person takes a neder. So what is he really doing? Is he taking a neder adaita dinafshei or adaita didon? Or in other words, the Gemara is discussing the case of Nidra Havoi, that one of the examples was that a person claims to have seen Oile Mitzrayim, so we consider that Nidra Havai. So the Gemara says that how do we know that it's really Nidra Havai, whether or not he means that he's just talking nonsense or that he's exaggerating. Maybe he's not exaggerating or talking nonsense. Maybe he has a code word. What's it mean, a code word? That he decided that when he saw a bunch of ants, he coined the term that I call these things Oile Mitzrayim, and because of the fact that he coined this term, so in his coding, so he's actually not taking a Nidra Havai, but it's actually, he's saying the truth, the Emes Lamite. So based on this Shaila, so the Gemara says that the Gemara calls that Adaita Dinafshei, that maybe if a person can talk in code words, so that's called Adaita Dinafshei, and the Gemara has a long discussion about in Nedarim, if a person is able to take a neder, adaita dinafshei or not. And the question is that what is the havamina? What is the tzad b'chlal that the person is able to take a neder, adaita dinafshei? Hare, there's a general rule that dvarim shebalev enam dvarim. And obviously, that to anybody who's looking on from the outside, so he doesn't know what this person had in his mind. He's not aware of this code word that the person had made. And therefore, the person who's looking from the outside clearly thinks that he meant Oile Mitzrayim Kipshutei. And what is the tzad that the person can misamech on dvarim shebalev? So it seems that it's not so poshut that by nadarim that there's a klal of dvarim shebalev and dvarim. The Gemara says later on in Daf Chav Zayin when the Gemara is speaking about nidre einsim that there's a case in if somebody is trying to force me to something, if there's a harogin, if there's some kind of matzav of oines, of sakana, so a person is allowed to take a neder, and even though he says that I'm not going to eat something forever, he says stam, I'm not going to eat, and he says in his heart that I only have in mind that I'm not going to eat it today. So that's what the Gemara says in the case of nidri oinsim, that a person can say I'm not going to eat stam, and he can be soymech on the dvarim shebalev, that the dvarim shevalev, that in his heart he's only saying hayom. Now this is something that we only find by nedarim. B'chol Torah kula, a person can't do such a thing. If a person says that I'm selling you my house, and he doesn't say just today, but in his mind he says I'm just selling it to you for today, so obviously that's completely irrelevant. That's dvarim shevalev. So it would seem from this Gemara that by nedarim we sometimes say the dvarim shevalev havyon dvarim. So there's actually a machlokes rishonim. What is the gedder of this Gemara? The Ra'avan in Kiddushin Daf Mem Tesem Beis. So he learns kipshutei that we see from this Gemara that by nedarim there's no baya of dvarim shevalev. Why not? So that he doesn't explain. The Chazon Ish in Evan Ezer Simen Nun Ois Chav. So in one of his answers over there, so he explains that the reason is because a neder is something which a person does beino levein atzmei. That the only time that we have an issue of dvarim shebalev and dvarim is when you have an asiyah, which is involving two people. So because the asiyah is involving two people, so a person has to make his asiyah clear to the other person. However, by nedarim, because it's an asiyah that I'm doing only by myself, so because I'm doing it by myself, so it doesn't matter, I don't have to be clear. Even if I do something with dvarim shebalev, that doesn't make a difference. The dvarim shebalev have in dvarim because it's only negiah for me, myself, who is the one who made the neder. However, the Rashba and Daf Chav Zayin, when he speaks about Nidra Oitzin, so he disagrees. He says that the only reason why by Nedarim we say that Dvarim Shebalev have Nedarim is only Betziruv, the fact that there's an Oinus here. However, if there wouldn't have been an Oinus, says the Rashba, the Nedarim is just like everything else, the Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim. However, that even, so like the Rashba, so we can understand the Shakal V'Tayu in the Gemara, that the Havamina was like the Ra'avan and the Chazon Ish. That the Havmina was that because Nedarim is different than everything else, because Nedarim is an asiyah that I do b'ni levein atzmi, so therefore there's no issue of Dvarim Shevalev. And Kamash Malan, that Tzvara is in fact not a good Tzvara, that by Nedarim, just like everything else, we say that Dvarim Shevalev einam Dvarim. And the question is that how is the Ravan going to learn the Maskana of the Gemara? The Havamina, so we understand very good, like the Ravan, because there is actually no issue of Dvarim Shevalev Enam Dvarim by Nedarim. And the question is, what is going to be the Maskana of the Gemara? Then why is it, if that's the case, that a person cannot take a neder, Adaita Nafshei, but rather he takes a neder, Adaita Didon? So to explain, according to the Ravan, how we're going to explain the Shak V'Tayo, so I want to bring a question that the Rishonim ask on our sugya. So in our sugya, it's Mavura, the Maskana Sagamara, that a person that takes a neder, he does not take the neder adaita d'nafshe, but rather he takes a neder adaita didon. Frankly, Rishonim Akasha, that the Mishnah that we learned earlier in Dav Chofa Malalev says, Nodar b'cherem, v'omar loy nadarti elo b'cherem shayam. So the halacha is that it's mutter. The person, this is what's called that perushan lahoker. The person is able to take a neder and say that I had a certain perush in mind, and according to that perush, so there is no chalais neder. In fact, we're showing him that luchura, that's the exact same thing, that that's called a daita didei. So what is the difference between neder becherem and oile mitzrayim? So the Rosh by us, so he addresses this question. And he says that only over there do we believe him. Only over there, mehamninalei, because over there it's soiv adolashan. However, that by us, because it's a davar meshuna kolkach, so we're not mehamninalei. We don't believe him. So it's a strange thing. What does the Rosh mean that we don't believe him? That what if we know that this person is always a weird person? He's always saying weird things. That there's no reason why we shouldn't believe him. That's what he had in mind. So the Karanaya over here says that that's not really what the Rosh means. What does the Rosh mean that he says we don't believe him? He really means like the Ritva. The Ritva, he also asked this question, and he explains that there's an important yesod of batla daitoy etzel kol adam. That sometimes a person is able to do something, and he's allowed to be unique, he's allowed to be an interesting person, but sometimes we say, you know, you're so weird right now, you're not called being unique, you're just weird. That what's the difference? He says, by cherem shayam, so that when I say that the word cherem, so it's true that cherem has two different connotations, that sometimes it has a connotation of iser, and sometimes it has a connotation of heter. And it's true that generally speaking, it has a connotation of iser, but because I had in mind the connotation of heter, so that's okay, because the lashon of cherem is actually soivel, the connotation of heter. However, if a person is going to say that I have a code word that whenever I say bread, I really mean meat. So when I say that I'm asking myself on bread, so in my code word, in my language, so to speak, so that means that I'm not going to eat meat. Says the Ritva, b'kai gavna, it's partial that we say batla daita etzel kol adam, that's not nichlal in the lashon is not soivel his kavana. Says the Ritva, that's exactly what our Gemara is trying to say. That because early Mitzrayim, the meaning of early Mitzrayim is people, so if a person says, I was referring to ants, so that's not the same min, because it's not the same min, so the Lashon is not soivel his perish. Because the Lashon is not soivel the perish, so we say, batla daitel etzel kol adam. Says the Karinare, that's really what the Rosh means. The Rosh doesn't mean that it makes a difference if we believe him or not. Could we do believe him, that we believe that he's a weird person. But it says, but what he means to say is that we don't care that we believe him. That a person can't be machnes, that something that the Lashon is not mashme at all, and say that that was the perish that I had in mind. So with this Ritva, and according to the Karanara, that's the Kavana of the Rosh as well, so we can explain what we had Shver and the Ravan. The Ravan in Kiddushin is of the opinion that by Nidorim, there's no issue of Dvarim Shbalev, that Dvarim Shbalev have you in Dvarim by Nidorim, because it's an Asiyah that the person makes, Beino Levein Atzmai. The question is that if that's the case, what is the Maskana Sagamara? Why is it that the Gemara comes out that a person makes Neder, Adaita, Didon? So the answer is that over here, it's not going to help Dvarim Shbalev. Because Dvarim Shvalev is only going to help when a person is saying something which the Lashon is soivel his perish. However, because over here, the Lashon is not soivel the perish, so the klal is, but lo daitoy etzel kol adam. Now, I want to know, this chiddush of the Ritva, that we say, but lo daitoy etzel kol adam, is this chiddush muskum or not? So the Ritva was coming to Miyashiv Akasha, that what is the difference between Oile Mitzrayim and Cherem HaShayam? The why is that by Oile Mitzrayim, so we say that adaita didon mishtab. Whereas by Cherem HaShayam, we say that the person is able to be neider adaita didei. So the Karban Nisano under the Perush Rosh in Ois Reish, so he says a different teretz for this kasha based on a Tosfos that we had earlier in Chav Gimel Amabes. That the Tosfos over there is dealing with the din of Mesiras Meida, that a person can make a Mesiras Meida to be mevatel his nedarim. And he says that we, the minig is, that we make a Mesiras Meida, not just for Nedarim, for Shavuos as well. And what's the issue? The Tosfos says that he found a Yerushalmi that says that a person can't make a Tnai on Shavuos. So how can it be, if the Gemara says that we can't make a Tnai on Shavuos, how can we make a Mesiras Meida on Shavuos? Says the Tosfos that Al-Karchach, the Yerushalmi, when it says that there's no Tnai b'Shavuos, it's not speaking about Mesiras Meida, Because really a person could make a Mesiras Medar and Shavuos just like Nedarim. But rather, when it says there's no Tanai b'Shavuos, it's speaking about this halacha of Chermel Shayam. That this din of Perushan Lahokel was only said by Nedarim and not by Shavuos. Dahainu, that if a person has a certain perish in mind, so that perish only exists, that perish can be mechel, it's hagbala, but that's only by Nedarim, whereas by Shavuos, the halacha is that even if a person has a certain tanai in mind, a person has a certain perish in mind, we don't say perushan lahokel by Shavuos. Says the Karban Asanel, that based on this Tosfos, so we can be miyashav the kasha of the Rasha and the Ritva, because our Gemara, the entire Shaklavatari of the Gemara, is only speaking about Shavuos. And the Gemara of Chalmo Sheyam was only speaking about Nedarim. So Mela, it's not shver the kasha of the Rosh and the Ritva, and we don't have to command to the teretz of the Rosh. So, according to the Kabbalah Nisano, so really there's no hechrich for the chiddush of the Ritva of Batla Daitel Eitzel Kol Adam. However, it's poshut that the only machlokes between the Kabbalah Nisano and the Ritva is only in the case of Oile Mitzrayim, because the Karban and Sanal feels that the MS is that the Lashon of Oile Mitzrayim could be soivel that this person's perish of a bunch of ants. However, if a person is really going to make a code word, or he's going to make his own language that has no mashmais, like the case of the Ritva, the bread and meat, so b'kagavne, it's pashu to bara that we are going to say batla daito etz koladom, and the machlekes is that what is the gather of perushim hakel? Everybody agrees that we only say perush and hakel ba'ofen that somehow the lashon is going to be soivel the perush and not ba'ofen that the lashon can't be soivel the perush. That's pashut that there's halacha about the daitoy etzal kol adam. So to be masakim what we learned today. So we wanted to know what is the havamin of the Gemara that a person is mishtaba a daita didon, and to answer this question we brought the Ra'avon in Kiddushin daf memtes that by nedarim there's no issue of dvarim shvulev because it's nasiyah that a person makes beinu levein atzmo. The question is, what is the maskanas hagamara that we don't say that the person is mishtaba adaita didei? So according to the Rashba, so halacha lemaise, we don't say like this chiduk of the Ritva, of the Ravan, that lemaskanas hadvarim, there is an issue of dvarim shalev by nedarim as well. According to the Ravan, so what is the maskanas hagamara? The maskanas hagamara is like the Ritva says, the bikhai gavna, we're going to say batla daiton eitzel kol adam. We also brought in the kasha that the Rishonim ask, what is the difference between our sugya and Chermel Shayam? Why is the Chermel Shayam the person is able to be noider adaita didei, whereas over here we say that the person is noider adaita didon? So we brought these two answers. One answer is the answer of the Rosh and the Ritva, that it's a difference if a person's kavana is soyval, if the Lashon is soyval a person's kavana. That in Chermel Shayam, the Lashon is soivel the Kavana, and by Oli Mitzrayim, the Lashon is not soivel the Lashon is not soivel the Kavana. And the other answer was, the answer of the Karban Nasanel, I'll repeat the Tosfos, that there's a difference between the Darim and Shavuos, that the Halacha, a Perushan Lahokel, the person that is Nishba Adaita Didei, is only said by Nedarim and not by Shavuos. Now, B'tocha Devarim, the Gemara brings a funny story about Kanya Derava, that there was an interesting loive that wanted to try to steal from the malve and try to not have to pay off his loan. So what did he do? That he said that the Rava told him that he has to take a shvur. So he had a great idea. He said, what I'll do is I'll fill my cane full with all the money, and I'll give over the cane to the malve as if I'm just asking him to hold it for me. Then in the meantime, I'll take a shvur that I paid him all the money. And I did because he's holding all the money because it's in my cane. And then I'll take a shvur, and then obviously he'll give it back because he didn't know anything. And then I'll get away with stealing the money. So that's what he does. He comes to court. It's just the only thing that he didn't think about is that maybe the malve is going to be so upset that he's going to throw down the cane. So he threw down the cane, and then everybody figured out that he's a big liar. So at the end of the day, so he lost the money. But the Gemara says that if a person would do such a thing, then really his shvua would have validity because he told the truth. Really, I did give him all the money. And because there's such a situation, the person is going to play a prank on us. So that's why we say that a person has to take a shvua adaita didon, and he can't take a shvua adaita denafshi. So there's a machlekes rishonim about the girsa in the Gemara. In our girsa, so it says the ishtaba depare koma dehavale biyode, that he took a shvua, that he was poreya, that literally that he paid up the loan, paid up everything that he owned. So the question is that is that actually a proper shvua? That if a person has in mind that I didn't mean that I actually paid him the money. I just meant that that the money is in his hands because it's in my keren, which is in his hands. So is it possible to call that a piroin chayv? So the Rashba, so he says, certainly not. That's not called a piroin. That I didn't even have in mind to be pareid the chov. I just had in mind that he should hold the money. The Ran, so he says the same thing. The Ran says that, but he says he's madgish a different nekuda. That the Ran says that lav b'toras piroin shakli, that the malvid didn't take it b'toras piroin. And just like the Ran, it says also in the Meiri says that it's totally in the das of the Malvid. That if the Malvid doesn't have in mind that he's taking piroin, so that it can't be called a piroin, and therefore say the Rashba and the Ran and the Meiri that we can't be gareis that he took a shua of piroin, because if he took a shua of piroin, then that certainly is a shua sheker. The only reason why that it would have been called a shua emes is only because he didn't say that I was parea, but rather he just said I gave it to him. The words I gave it to him, that it could be so. Well, giving it to him doesn't mean that I gave it to him b'toras piroin. Giving it to him just means that it's in his hands. So that is the Rashba, the Ran, and the Meiri, that the proper girsa of the Gemara is that Yahavite, that we can't be called as piroin because this such a thing can never be called a piroin. However, the Ritva, so he argues on them, the Ritva says that the proper girsa is actually that pare kol my, that I paid everything I was chayev. And says the Ritva that we can prove from our sugya, a halacha, that a piroin, shalomi das malveh, is considered a piroin, that if I pay back a loan without telling the malveh, without having the knowledge of the malveh, that I paid off the loan, nevertheless, that it's a valid piroin. He similarly brings the Gemara from Bavakamadav Kuf Yud Chesim Abeis, that the Gemara is speaking about a gazlan, that the halacha is that a gazlan that steals something, so he steals an animal, he can put it back into the herd, and even without telling the nigzal that he gave it back, and it's considered a hashavas hagzela. So the question is that in what is the machlekes between the Ritva and the other Rishonim, that what is the svaras lekan and lekan, if such a thing is considered a piroin, if the piroin it's enough to have the das of the leve, or if we need to have the das of the malve as well. So I want to share with you two comments that I saw in the Rosh Hashivas over here, that based on these two comments, we can understand what is the machlokes between the Ritva and the other Rishonim. Upshom Zamin, so he wants to know that it's a big chiddush to say that a shayach to say over here a piroin. Why is that? Because if you want to say that it's called a piroin without the knowledge of the malveh, so how are we going to do this? We're going to use the concept of das acheres makne. That the halacha is that even if there's no das koine, so sometimes if you have das makne, that can take the place of the das koine. For example, that according to a lot of Rishonim, that even though a katan, he doesn't have das koina because he doesn't have das, but if a gadol gives a katan a matana, so because of the das of the makne, so the katan is able to be koina. So too, if we would say that it's called a piroin over here, so how would that work? Hare, there's no das of the malva to be koina the mois. So akarchach, we're going to be going with a mahalich of das acheres makne, that the das of the leve is going to work instead of the das of the makne. Fact b'shom zamen. That over here, it's really worse than the case of the cotton. In the case of the cotton, even though he doesn't have das for kinyan, because his das is not considered das, but at least the cotton knows what he's doing. At least when the cotton is taking the chayfetz into his hands, so his maisa kinyan is considered the maisa kinyan. Whereas over here, says Rosh Zamin that the maisa of the malva, when he's taking these mice, he's misasik ba'alma, that he doesn't even realize what he's doing. It's as if it's coming into his hands in his sleep. That this maisa isn't even considered a maisa, and therefore, says Rosh Zaman, it's a chiddush to say b'kai gavna that das acheres makne is going to help. So it would seem that this chiddush that is really the machlokes between the Ritva and the other Rishonim. And there's a chashuv v'mari makom that in the Nimuk Yosef in Bava Basra, in Daf Mem Aleph, Amad Aleph, that the over there in the halacha, in the Mishnah of Chazaka She'eni Mataina, so the Nimuk Yosef brings a chiddush from the Ravid, that even though there's a halacha of oider b'nichse hager v'savar shehu shaloi. Dehainu, that nichse hager is hefker. So if a person takes hefker, and he's allowed to take it, if he does a meshicha, so he's koina the nichse hefker. But the Gemara tells us, Nivamas, that what if a person, he's taking hefker, but he doesn't realize that he's being koina. He thinks that it's really his already. He doesn't realize it's hefker, he thought it was really his. B'kai gavna, so the Gemara says that he's not koina, because he didn't have in mind for das kinyan. So the Ravid over there says that that's only if he didn't have in mind himself. However, if we have two different people, if it wasn't hefker, but rather you were taking my thing and you thought it was yours, and I have in mind that through your maise it should become yours, if we have das acharas machna, even in a case of oida b'nechas hager, even though I think it's really mine, but nevertheless, because you have in mind that it should become mine, so my maise is mitzarev to your das, and das acharas machna is going to be machna. So it would seem that this Ravid is saying the same thing as the Ritva. That even if a person doesn't have in mind to do a maise kinyan, that it, as far as he's concerned, he's taking care of his own things. It's sovar su shaloi. So therefore, his maise kinyan isn't even a maise kinyan. Nevertheless, according to the Ravid, das acharas machna is going to work. Whereas, it could be that the Rashba and the Ran and the Meiri, they hold, like Rosh Hashanah Zaman, that the only time that das acharas machna works is only if the maise of the kaina is a bona fide maise with kavana to have a maise kinyan, then and only then can das acharas machna work. In the Shirim of Rabbi Pavarsky and Ois Pei Beis, so he has another comment on this Gemara, and that is that even though we know that das acharas machna works, who said that das acharas machna is going to work when it's going to be for the detriment of the person who's being kaina? Usually, das acharas machna is giving something, but over here, because everybody here knows that if the malve is going to be koina the mois, it's going to be to his detriment, because it's going to make it that there was a piroin, and therefore he's giving back something that he was koina. So bikagavna, the kinyan, which is caused by the das acharas machna, is really to his detriment. Bikagavna effect of David, who says they were going to say das acharas machna is going to work? So it would seem that according to this Ha'ara, we could explain that this is really the machlokes between the Ritva and the other Rishonim. Or in other words, that why is it that das acharas machna works? Is the pshat in das acharas machna that it doesn't matter which das we have? You can either have the das of the machna or you can have the das of the koina. If that's the case, so das, the das of the machna works mitzad atzmai. It doesn't matter if it's to the detriment or for the schus of the person who's being koina. Whereas the Rashba and the Ran, they could hold that you know why das acharas machna works? Das acharas machna works because it's betoras schia, because I can have das in shlichus for you. That instead of you having das, so I can have das instead of you. So therefore, because it's for your schus, so I can be your shliach and I can have the das for you. However, makom that's for your detriment, because gavna, das acharas machna is not going to work. So we explain two ways to explain the machlokes between the Ritva and the other Rishonim, that if it's shaykh to have a piroin over here, or in other words, is das acharas machna going to work or not? The first mahalach is that we have a chakira. Can das acharas machna work when there's no maisik kinyan? Because over here, the person is misasik bi'alma, there's no maisik kinyan. And yesh lachkar, if we can have das acharas machna when there's no maisik kinyan, but rather the person is misasik. Secondly, the chakira of how does das acharas machna work? Is das acharas machna that das of the machna works mitzad atzmai, or only betoras schia that I'm having it for you? In which case, it's only going to work when it's going to be for your schus and not when it's for your chayva. Now, the Gemara tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was hishbia klal Yisrael to keep the Torah be'arvos mayav. We learn this out from the pasuk v'lo yitchem levadchem anoichi koyes es habris hazois ves ha'Allah hazois. And Allah is Milashon Shvuah, so from here we learn that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mashbia Klal Yisrael to keep the Torah. Now, Tosfos, in Shvuah's Dav Chavtes, the Dibra Maschel Kishi Yishbia, so he asks a very simple question, and that is, what is the Toelos of this Shvuah? If Moshe Rabbeinu is worried over here that maybe Klal Yisrael is going to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, so being over on the Shvuah isn't worse than being Ovid Avodah Zarah. So what's going to help that they're also being over the Shvuah? So the Maharsha in Shavuos over there, so he says a very simple teretz, and that is that no, it's not that there was two things. The first of all, the Kabbalah Satorah, and second of all, the Shavuah. But rather, in this Shavuah was the Kabbalah Satorah, that they were makabel the Torah by being nishba. So that this, according to this, is very move on the lashon that we've seen earlier in Dav Ches. So the Gemara uses the lashon that mushba va'oimed mihar Sinai, that the entire Kabbalah Satorah, the entire concept of Kabbalah Satorah, was done through the process of a shvuah, and therefore we say mushba va'oimed. According to this chiddush of the Maharsha, so we can understand better a comment that Reb Shlomo Zalman says in Micha Shlomo over here, that Reb Shlomo Zalman asks a question that if it says over here that we took a shvuah to keep the Torah, so first of all, so he says we have to understand how that makes sense to have a shvuah on the people who weren't born yet. That it says that, what's it mean that a person's neshama took a shvuah before he was before he was born. That we do find such a thing, that the Gemara Nida says that the Malach is mashbia every person before he's born, that the Heitzadik ve'altei Rasha v'chule v'chule. But to say that it has the real power of a shvua is a chiddush. But I'll call upon him, it's mashma from here that we have a shvua. So effective Shom Zaman, if it's really true that we say mishbu v'imid, the person has a shvua to keep the entire Torah, then why is it that we find chilukim between a person who's over a shvua and a person who's over a regular lav? There's halachas, for example, choshed al hashvua, the person who is nishba l'sheker, so persons goes against his shvua, so he's not neman and bezdin for different things, that he's a special category called choshed al hashvua. Fact of shalmazamin, that every time that a person is over any lav, so he's really being over the shvua as well. So it comes out that every time that a person is over a lav, he's being over the shvua. Zakhtar B'Shalom Azamin, that when we say that there's a shvua to keep the Torah, so it doesn't mean that the person we took shvuas on every single thing particularly, but rather the shvua is a general shvua that we're nishba to accept in ourselves the old Torah mitzvahs. Says B'Shalom Azamin that as long as the person is generally wants to remain religious, so then he's not being over the shvua. In a chinami, if a person is going to be poyuk ola gamri, then it's ganzi tochen, says Rosh Hashanah, that the person is over the shvua. However, just because a person is over on one particular lav, that is not going to be an aver of the shvua b'chlal, because the shvua is on the general Kabbalah Sotera. So this chiddush of Rosh Hashanah is very musbur, al pi the marsha, that this shvua was a shvua to accept the Torah. And therefore, the only way that a person is going to be over the Shavuot is only if he's going to be mevatel his Kabbalah of the entire Torah. But the Maaseh, there's still another question that has to be asked here, and that is that what is mechayev a person to listen to his Shavuot? Haray, in the Torah, so it says bayachol dvar, that it's forbidden for a person to go against the Shavuot. But at this point in time, so we hadn't yet accepted the Torah, and therefore what obligates us to listen to a Shavuot and not to be nishba l'sheker, or certainly to listen to be mekayim a shvua that we previously took. Haray, at this state in time, we have the halacha of b'nei noach. So what is mechayev a b'nei noach to listen to his shvuas? So the emes is that there's two terutzim that we found on this teretz. One is a very interesting thing. In the Tamini Rebbeinu Peretz, Dibre Hamascha V'lishbu, so he says a chiddush that a b'nei noach is mechuyev not to go against his shvuas. Why not? Because when a person takes a shvua b'shem, so that's if we would go against that shvua, that's a chilul Hashem, and the benoyach is mechuyev on the mitzvah of chilul Hashem, not to be mechalul Hashem's name. He doesn't explain where he knows that's from. I imagine that it's from the parasha of Birkas Hashem, that from the same aver that's forbidden for a person to be mechalul Hashem, from that same source, it's forbidden for a person to be mechalul Hashem, and therefore says the Tamina Rebbeinu Peretz a chiddush that to be over a shvua is considered a chilul Hashem. The Avni Nezer in Yerodea Simen Shinvov, Oist HaZayin, so he says a second answer. And that is that the only time that we need the Parsha of the Torah to be Mechadish, that the person has to listen to his Shavuos, that's only if a person wasn't Nishba to be Mechayiv himself to somebody else. However, that if a person is Mechayiv himself to somebody else, Bishvua, so that it's Pashat Misvara that a person has to listen to his Shavuos, a person has to be Mechayiv his Shavuos. And therefore, that in our case, that we are nishba to Hashem, we're mischayev to Hashem based on a shvua. So in such a case, so it's pashut misvara that a person has to listen to a shvuas, even koyde matan Torah. And based on this, the Avi Nezer is masbir the concept of all the shvuas that we find in the Torah, koyde matan Torah, that they have the shvua of Avimelech, and we have the shvua with Lavan, and different all the different shvuas that we find. That all in all of those cases, so we're not speaking about the person that was taking shvua beino levein atzmai, but rather he was mischayev to somebody else. And in the case the person is mischayev to somebody else, that's poshut misvara that the person has to listen to his shvua. Says the Avni Nezer a nafkamina for this chiddush that he found in the tshuvas in a chiddush of the Rimagash, that whenever a person is doing a shvua that had validity koyde matan Torah, so koyde matan Torah it doesn't say anything about bito yisvasayim. And therefore, says the Rimagash, that koyde matan Torah, so if a person would write down a shvua, so such a thing would have validity, and he would be mechuyev to keep with the chomer of a shvua. Says the Avni Nezer, the based on this chiddush, so if I mischayev myself b'shvua to somebody else, b'ksav, and I give over the ksav to him, says the Avni Nezer, so over there I'm mechuyev midin shvua, to be mechayev my words, because that has a toikev of a shvua of koyde matan Torah. So Kopanim, we had a question that what is the toikif of the Shvua until they accepted the Torah? So there's two mahalchim. The first is the teretz of the Talmidei Rabbeinu Peretz, that to be over a Shvua is an iser to a benoyach as well, because it's considered a chilul Hashem. And the other answer is the answer of the Avni Nezer, that when a person is mischayev to somebody else, that it's poshut misvara that a person has to be mekayem shvua, and that's something that even b'nei noach are obligated in, not b'din chal Hashem, but poshut misvara. Now, in the course of the Gemara, of the shvua shehishbiya Moshe, so the Gemara asks, v'lishba yasa in the mekamisa on Torah, that why didn't he just take a shvua, he would mashbiya them on Torah? So he says, no, mashma Torah achas, that if he would have just used the word Torah, it would have a connotation of only Torah shbeksav, and not Torah shebal peh. To which the Gemara says, "V'lishba yasa to become yisan toyrois." So if that's the case, then we take care of the problem of with the word toyrois of lashon rabim. To which the Gemara says, "No, that's not an etza, because that would have the connotation of toras chatas, the toras asham." So we see clearly in this Gemara that it was pashut to Chazal that the shvua shehishbiya Moshe was not only on toras shebiksav but also on toras shebapeh. Now, even though this is something which is self-evident, but because it's miyaseidei hadas, that the Torah Shebaal Peh was nitan l'meisha meha Sinai, so I want to be oimed on what we can learn out from our sugya. And the hainu, that the b'toras damesh atoshiv, that there are apikorsim, b'zman hazeh, that l'tzareinu, that they claim that the Torah Shebaal Peh is not the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah Shebaal Peh, but rather the idea of Torah Shebaal Peh was the parshanos, the explanations of Chazal based on their own understanding, Chas V'Shalom. Now, even these people, so they agree that the Rishonim, they say Andrish, that it says clearly in the Rambam, in the Hakdama to Mishnayos, so he says very clearly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai, so he explained to Moshe Rabbeinu, first of all, he taught him the Psukim, that he said that there's a parsha of Sukkah, for example. And after he explained to him the psukim of Sukkah, so he said, and there's lots of different halachos, that there's shtayim kilchosim mishlisha safilu tavach, and the mitzvah is potter min Sukkah, and what kinds of things you have to eat in a Sukkah, and so on and so forth. He explained to him a list of all the halachos that are shayach in the Torah. The Kuzri in Chelek Gimel, Ois Lamed Ches, so he also explains that it's pasha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave all the prote halachos of all the mitzvahs in the Torah, and he proves from a very simple proof that the psukim say Torah achas yalachem, that it's important for the Torah to be one, to have a unity of the understanding of the Torah, and if there wouldn't have been a given perish on the Torah, then it would be impossible for the entire Klal Yisrael to have one Torah. So even though that's clear, that's mefurish in the Rambam and the Kuzri that the Torah was given at Har Sinai, But it's important to be medayik in our sugya that we see in our sugya that it's mefurish in Chazal. Why is that? Because that if we would say that the concept of Torah Shapeh is only a parshanos, then it wouldn't make sense to say on this shtei toros, that if the concept of Torah Shapeh is only to tell us what the Torah Shbaksav means, then it's not a separate Torah. From therefore, we see clearly in our sugya that in Chazal themselves were of the opinion that the Torah Shebaal Peh was not their own chiddush, but rather that they were only giving over what was nimser to them from their Rebbeim ad Moshe Rabbeinu. This idea can be found in several other Gemaras, also from Divrei Chazal, that the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Tes Mem Beis says that Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu the halacha of Mikra Megillah, even though that's only Derabbanan Bechlal, and everybody knows that the Yerushalmi in Peah, Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet, says that the Rabbi Shua ben Levi teaches us that Afilu Kol Chiddush Shatamad Vosak Osak L'Chadish was already taught to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. So the parenthetically, there's an interesting Gemara in Menachos Daf Chavtas Mabez, that it's a famous Gemara, that Moshe Rabbeinu saw the shir that Rabbi Kiva was giving in his time, because he saw that Hashem was writing tagim on the Oisius, so he said that because there's going to be Rabbi Kiva who's going to be Dorish Tilim Shalachos based on these tagim, so Moshe Rabbeinu was welcomed to be a guest in Rabbi Kiva's shir, and it says that Chol Shadaita, that he didn't understand the shir. Fertzach Techasha, that if the Yerushalmi teaches us that Moshe Rabbeinu knew every chiddush, the Tamad Vasak was Asa L'Chaddish, so how does it make sense that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand the shir? So this question was asked by the Eitz Yosef and the Enyakov and Menachos over there, And he explains a very interesting chiddush that the only thing that Moshe Rabbeinu was taught was the Piskei Halachos. What was Moshe Rabbeinu doing? Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't just saying the Piskei Halachos. He was explaining how we can learn out the Piskei Halachos from the Torah Shebaksav. And it's very meduy because the whole idea of sending Moshe to Rabbi Akiva Shir was to explain what he was learning out from the Tagim. Hayotim idvarenu that it's meforish in our sugya from the fact that the Gemara calls it shtei toirois, that the concept of Torah Shebaalpeh is not just the parshanos of Chazal, but rather there was a mesira from Moshe Rabbeinu of two different toirois. One was the Torah Shebaksav, and the other one was the Piskei Halachos, which are shayach to kol haTorah kulo. This idea can also be found in Bedivrei Chazal in Megillah Daf Yutes, and also in the Yerushalmi in Peah. And what is the idea of Chidushei Torah? What is the idea that Chazal were saying things al das atzman? That is to explain how those things were given, can be learned out from the Torah Shebaksav, and that is what Moshe was chal shadaite when he saw the shir of Rebbe Kiva. Now, on Amud Beis, so we have the Mishnah of Nidrei Shgagos. The Mishnah tells us that there's three cases of Nidrei Shgagos, which the neder is not chal. The first is that the person makes a neder al tanai that he didn't eat, and he thought that he actually hadn't eaten today, and he forgot about the fact that he actually had eaten. So in that case, so the kohen was not chal because he was unaware of the fact that he had eaten. Similarly, the Mishnah says if kohenim ishti nenesli, if I aser my wife from being nena for me because shagonva askisi, because she stole from me, and I was of the notion that she had stolen from me, where in fact she hadn't stolen from me. So because that's a shkogo, because I was making the neder because of false information, so therefore the neder is not chal. And lastly, if I saw some people eating and I said that I asar all of these people from eating, and I wasn't aware of the fact that one of these people was my father or my brother, so because of my lack of information, because if I didn't understand the case that based on which I was making the neder, so therefore these nedarim are batal, that they're not chal, the iser. Now, the question that we have to ask ourselves, and this is the question that the Achronim ask, is that we have the parasha of Hataras Nedarim, that one of the ways of being matter a neder is with a Pesach. What is a Pesach? A Pesach is that if I would have realized that the situation, if I would have realized something about the neder, which makes it not kedai, so I wouldn't have done such a thing. So Pikei Gavno, so I go over to the Chacham, and the Chacham, we speak about the Pesach, and the Chacham says Matalach. That is the halacha of Hataras Nedarim, that a Chacham needs to be matter neder. Fact the Achrenim, that what is the difference between every Pesach and the concept of Nidrei Shgagos? If by Nidrei Shgagos, so we say that based on the fact that my neder was made based on false information, we say that the neder is batal even without Hataras Nedarim. Why is it that by every Pesach, that even though the neder was based on false premises, that nevertheless I have to go over to the Chacham, and the Chacham, the Bezdin, they're the ones who matter me, but it's not the batal me'atzmi. So the Achronim have three different mahalchim how to deal with this question. One of them we've met before. What is that? That there's a famous Mabit. The Mabit writes in Chelek Aleph Siman Tzadik Ches that in Achinami, that the only time that we have a concept of Hataras Nedarim Midaraisa is only by Charata. However, whenever we're going to be matter a neder based on Pesach, so Midaraisa, I could be matter it myself, and the whole concept of going over to the Chacham is only Midarabanan, in order to make sure that really the Pesach is a bona fide Pesach, that I'm not just saying that it's of toys, but really I would have made the neder anyway. It's only just to double check I have to go over to the Chacham, but midaraisa, by every Pesach, the neder is batal miatmai. Why? Because it's Nidrei Shgagos, just like our Mishnah. His son, the Maharit, in Chelek Beis, Simen Chav Zayin, so he disagrees. He brings lots of rayas that even by Pesach, the concept of Hataras Nedarim is in fact de'oraisa. And so the Maharit is going to have to deal with this question, that what is the difference between every Pesach and Nidrei Shgagos? So says the Maharit, very simple, that there's a big difference between Dvarim Shebalev and Umdunu Demuchach. That in all the different situations, that if I would have known the situation, I wouldn't have made the neder. So we have to ask ourselves: Are we absolutely sure that I wouldn't have made the neder? That maybe even if I would have known the situation, I still would have made the neder. So it's not always so clear. So, for example, in our case, if a person makes a neder that I don't want these people to be neder for me, so anan sahadi, that a person doesn't have in mind to aser his father, and therefore it's an umdud in the muchach, and therefore he doesn't need to go to the chacham. However, like, let's take, for example, on the mishta in Samachayim Abayz. So Rameh says, the Poyskhan Loi Min HaKosu B'Torah V'Omer Loi Yidu Ha'Yisa Yodea Sha'ata Iver Aloi Sokum V'Lo Sitar V'Lo Sitna Sochicha B'Lo Vavecha V'Yavta Reicha Kamaycha. All these things. So we ask ourselves that, let's look, if a person would have thought about this before, are we positive? Did we even have to ask him that if you would have known that you're being over the mitzvah of Yehat L'Recha Moicha, that you would have taken the neder? Unfortunately, that people aren't so careful about the mitzvah of Yehat L'Recha Kamoicha, and it's ganzi tochen that he would have taken the neder, even if he would have known about this mitzvah of Yehat L'Recha Kamoicha. So now, even though now he tells us that really he wouldn't have taken the neder, but we can't say that that's an ansahadi, because this is an ansahadi, so b'shas ha-neder, that's considered dvarim shbalev, and because it's dvarim shbalev, that's why, says the Maharit, there's a gzeras akosov that you need a bezdin to be matter the neder, and it's not nichlal in the category of nidrei shkoges. That is the second answer of the Maharit, that the first answer is the mabit, that in a chinami, that every Pesach is really nidrei shkoges, and the second answer is the Maharit, that nidrei shkoges is when it's umdun in the muchach, and that the hataras and darim of a Pesach is when there's no umdun in the muchach. Reb Chaim, in stencils, in Simen Kuf Tzadik Tes, it can be found on page Kuf Yud Gimel. So he offers a third mahalach. What is the difference between Nidrei Shkogos and the Hataras and Darim of Pesach? The emphasis is that the chiddush of Reb Chaim is based on the Ran on our Mishnah. That the Ran wants to know what is the difference between the case of that I'm asking the people from eating and my father is there, and the case that I'm asking my wife when I say that Shagonva Eskisi says the. Said, ask the Ran, why is it that in the case of Koinam Ishti Nenesli, Shagon Vaz Kisi, why do I have to mention in the Neder Shagon Vaz Kisi? It's mashma in the Mishnah that if I would have just said that Koinam Ishti Nenesli, and my personal reason why I wanted to ask my wife is because I thought that she had stolen. So it's mashma that if I wouldn't have said it, even though that the emes is that I only wanted to ask her because I thought that she stole. And the emes is that she didn't steal. Nevertheless, if I didn't say it, so the neder would be chal and would not be considered nidre shkoges. In fact, the Ran, why is it that in the case of them asking my father, so we say that even though I didn't say anything about why I want to ask these people because I don't like them, so we say that my father I do like, so I didn't have in mind, why is it that by koinem ishti I have to explain in the neder that the reason why I'm answering her is because shagon va'askisi? Says the Ran that there's a very big difference between the two things. That in the case of answering the people who are eating, so there's a tois be'ikr ha'neder. Mash'en came by shagon va'askisi, that there's no tois be'ikr ha'neder. What does that mean? That the difference is in the what or in the why. That in the case that Shroi Sam Oichlim V'Haya Aviv Beinayim. So where is the tois? The tois is whom was I answering? That I thought that I was answering somebody who was not my family, and it turns out that I was answering somebody who is my family. Whereas in the case of that Kanim Ishi Nanesli Shagon Vaz Kisi. So over there, what was the mistake? The mistake wasn't in what my neder was. That I realized that I was answering my wife. And I realized that I was answering her on the nechostim that I was answering her. But what was the mistake? The mistake was in the reason behind the neder. So it says the Ran, that is the difference. But often that there's a tois be'ikar neder, that I was mistaken in the very content of the neder. Meaning to say, the either in the what I was answering or the whom I was answering. So in such a case, so I don't need to mention the reason of the tois. But in the case of Shagon Vaskisi, because the tois is not in the Iker Neder, it's not in the what the Neder was, but rather in the background, why I made the Neder, Bikagavna, if I wouldn't have spoken it out, so it wouldn't have the halacha of Nidrei Shkoges. Now, based on this, Chiluk Reb Chaim says that it's the exact same thing to be Metaret, the Kasha of the Achrin. Then what is the difference between the Hataras Nedarim of Pesach and Nidrei Shkoges? Says Reb Chaim that ba'ofen that there's a tois be'ikar haneder then be'kai gavno, so then it's mutter without a hataras chacham, that's the parsha of nidrei shkoges, and ba'ofen that the tois is not be'ikar haneder, and parenthetically, and I didn't speak it out in the first in the neder, because if that's the case, if I speak it out, then it's as if it's tois be'ikar haneder. So then says Reb Chaim, so then is the parsha of hataras nedarim, that over there is not said the parsha of Nidrei Shkoges. So the obvious question is that the Maharit's teretz was so geschmack that he said such an obvious teretz that when it's an ansahadi, so you don't need a chacham, and when it's not an ansahadi, so you need a chacham. that why did Reb Chaim not want to say, like the Maharitz, simple teretz? And the question is really double. That why would it be that if you have an ansadi that he didn't have in mind, so why would you say that a person needs to have a chacham? And secondly, that if there's no an ansadi, so the be'emes is varam shebelev. So why should Reb Chaim say that if it's not an ansadi, even if it'll be a toyes beker neder, why should Reb Chaim say that Bekai Gavne is called Nidrash Gogos? So first of all, Reb Chaim, he's basing himself on a Gemara. Reb Chaim says that the Gemara says in Shavuos Daf Chavav that what is the makar of Nidrash Gogos? So says the Gemara, the emes is that the Nidrash Gogos is really doesn't have its own makar. It learned out from Shavuos Shgogos. And by Shavuos Shgogos, says the Gemara, so we have a pasuk of Ha'adam Mishvua, that we have a special Gezeras HaKosov from which we learn that Shavuos Shgogos are mutaris, and from Shavuos Shgogos we learn out from Nidrash Gogos. So says Reb Chaim, from this we see that it can't be that the parasha of Nidrash Gogos is the regular klal of Mekach Tois, that the person that didn't have in mind, Bechol Tar Kulo, so it's not Chala Mekach, it's not Chala Kiddushin. It cannot be that this parasha of Nidrash Gogos is the regular klal of Tois, like the Maharit had thought. Because if that would be the case, we wouldn't need a special Gezeras HaKosov. If there's a special Gezeras HaKosov here, it must be that the pasuk is coming to tell us that even though it wasn't an ansadi, even though it was Dvarim Shebelev, nevertheless, there's a parasha of Nidrash Gogos. Reb Baruch Ber, in Birkas Shmuel, so he brings another raya to this Yesod of Reb Chaim. Dehainu, that Nedarim is different than Kol Torah Kulo, that even when otherwise we would consider something Dvarim Shebelev, so the Gidrei Nedarim is different. What's the raya? That the second case of the Mishnah. The second case of the Mishnah is Shani Oichel v'Shani Shoyse v'Shochach v'Ochav v'Shoso. So the Ran explains that we're speaking about a case that a person makes a neder al tnai, that he says that if I eat this certain food, then I'm going to be meichel a neder on myself, and the person forgets that he had made such a tnai, and he eats this thing without having in mind to be meichel the neder, because he was shogeg and by the tnai of the neder, so it's not chal the neder. Fact of Ber, that this halacha of making a tnai and the kiyam hatnai b'shogeg, that we never find that there's such a thing, that a kiyam hatnai b'shogeg is not considered a kiyam hatnai. In fact, we find the opposite. That in the very first sugya of Ksubis, so there's a sugya called Yesh Oynes Begitin. And the topic of Yesh Oynes Begitin is that a person makes a get al tnai, then at his ne'enas b'kiyam hatnai, so there's a whole sugya, do we say Yesh Oynes Begitin or Ein Oynes Begitin? However, that if it wouldn't have been an oynes, if a person just is shogeg, if a person forgot that he had made a tnai that I have to come within 30 days, b'kagavna, that he just forgot, that's pasha to the Gemara, that the fact that I forgot is not a reason that it should not be called a kiyam hatnai, but rather that's pashut, that a kiyam hatnai b'shoigeg is considered a kiyam hatnai. If that's the case, why should it be that by nedarim it's different, that if a person does the kiyam hatnai but b'shoigeg without having kavana, so it shouldn't be chad the neder, midin nidrash gogos? Says Reb Baruch Ber, from this we see that Reb Chaim is gerecht, that just like the Gemara is medayik, that it's a new pasuk, from we learn from Ha'adam b'Shvua, that there's a new parsha of Nidrash Gogos, and the parsha of Nidrash Gogos is not the regular din of Tois b'chol ha'Torah kula, and therefore, says Reb Baruch Ber, there's a difference of Nidrash Gogos, legabe the kiyam hatnai, that because the parsha of Nidrash Gogos is a new parsha, so from this we learn that even kiyam hatnai b'shogeg is not going to be meichel the neder, mash'enkein b'chol ha'Torah kula, the only oynes is not considered the kiyam hatnai, where shogeg is pashut, that it is considered the kiyam hatnai. Now, let's recap. We had a question here that what is the difference between Nidrash Gogos and Hataras Nedarim of a Pesach? So we have the Mahalach of the Maharit, that Nidrash Gogos is when it's an Ansahadi, and Hataras Nedarim of a Pesach is when there is no Ansahadi. And on the other hand, we have the Mahalach of Reb Chaim, that Nidrash Gogos is when it's a Toyos Be'ikar Neder, or if you said it Mefurish, because that's as if it's Be'ikar Neder, whereas that Hataras Nedarim is when the Toyos is not Be'ikar Neder. So we asked that why did Reb Chaim not say, like the Maharit, Luchura, the Maharit is Pashut? And it's really a twofold question. What, first of all, why would it be if it's not an Ansadi, why should it be Nidrash Gogos? And secondly, if it is an Ansadi, why shouldn't it be Nidrash Gogos? So far we've dealt with the first question. Dehainu, that if it's not an Ansadi, why should it be Nidrash Gogos? So to that, Reb Chaim answered, the answer is because there's a special limud, that in Shavuos Chavav we learn out from Ha'adam B'Shvua, and because there's a special limud, therefore, even though it's Dvarim Shebelev, but there's a Gzeres HaKosov by Shavuos and Nedarim, that b'kagavna, that there's a toast, b'ikar ha-neder, even though it's Dvarim Shebelev, it's not Chal the Neder. Now, what about the flip side? What about in the case that the tois is not be'ikar haneder? However, that there's an ansadi that it was betois. So Reb Naftali, so he tainas that in this case also Reb Chaim is bedafka and he's going to argue on the Maharit. What's the haichacha? So Reb Naftali brings a haichacha according to the tzad that in the Darim there's no issue of dvarim shebelev. We've brought this opinion before from the Ravan in Kedushin Daf Memtes that the Ravan says that because Nidarim is a chalos that a person makes beino levein atzmoi and not to anybody else, so therefore dvarim shebelev havyon dvarim. Frekt Reb Naftali, according to this opinion of the Ravan, that there's no issue of dvarim shebelev, so why is it that in the Mishnah of Koinam Ishi, Nenesli, Shehikses, Mniv, Shagon, Veskisi, why does the person have to actually speak it out? That it's actually Meduik in the Mishnah, like the Ran points out, that if he wouldn't have spoken out Shagon, Veskisi, then we wouldn't give it the Hatoikev of Nizhish Kogais. Frekt Urban of Tali, that why not, Lemaise, if I had in mind, who cares it's Dvarim Shebelev, that by Nadarim there's no issue of Dvarim Shebelev. So because of this Haychacha, so Urban of Tali proves from here that even though there's no issue of Dvarim Shebelev by Nadarim, but nevertheless, that's the only time that the neder is going to be mutter is ba'ofen that there's a tois be'ikar haneder. Dehainu, that I didn't have in mind what I was saying. However, if I knew exactly what I was saying, and the issue was only in the why I said it, like in the case of Shagon Vareskisi, b'kai gavna, even though dvarim shvalev havin dvarim, it doesn't make a difference. Why should this be? So this is a yesod, a very important yesod that we've brought before, from Reb Shimon Shkop, from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, that we spoke about this in Daf Chaf Aleph, that Nedarim is different than everything else. That Bechol Tar Kula, so a person has to have Kavana, not just for the Maise, but also for the Chalois. Whereas by Nedarim, it's enough for him to have Kavana for the Maise Neder, for the Divri HaNeder, and he doesn't have to have in mind for the Chalois HaNeder. Why is that? Because the Chalois HaNeder is something that the Torah makes. The person just has to make the Divri HaNeder, and B'kai Gavna, the person says a Divri HaNeder, so the Torah asks the Chayfetz based on that Dvarim, and therefore the person doesn't have to have Das on the Chalois HaNeder, he only has to have Das on the Divri HaNeder. So based on this Yisoid, Sir Benatoli says, that is why, in the case of Shagon Vaskisi, that the Tois is not a Tois B'Ikar HaNeder, what does that mean? That I had 100% Das for the Divri HaNeder. What didn't I have? I didn't have Das for the Chalois HaNeder, because if I would have understood the reasoning behind it, so then I wouldn't have had Ratzon for this Chalois HaNeder. However, I had in mind for what I was saying, I knew what I was saying, and there was no Tois B'Divri HaNeder. So that is what Matali says, that based on Reb Chaim, so we're going to argue not only in the case of Dvarim Shebelev, that we're going to say that even though there's no one on Sahadi, nevertheless there is Nizhish Shkogos, but also we're going to argue on the Maharit in the other case as well. That even in the case of an Ansahadi, if it's a tois she'ena b'nikar neder, in that case, so it's not going to have the halacha of Nizhish Shkogos. Why is that? Because by Nedarim, it doesn't matter that I didn't have in mind for the Chalois HaNeder, it's enough that I had in mind for the Divrei HaNeder. Now, this halacha, we explained in Av Chaf Aleph, is really a machlokes Rishonim between the Ran and the Russian Tosfos. That is this Yisoid really true, that in Nedarim, is it enough to have Kavana for the Divrei HaNeder, or does a person have to have Das for the Chalois HaNeder as well? So, if that's the case, so the machlokes between Reb Chaim and the Maharit, so we said that there's two issues here. First of all, in the case that there's no Anan Sahadi, but there is a Toros B'Ikar Neder, in that case, certainly, says Reb Chaim, that certainly there is a Parsha of Nizhish Shkogos because there's a new Gzeres HaKosov of Ha'odah Meshvur. What about in the converse, in the case that there is an Ansahadi, but it's a tois she'ena b'ikar neder, that will be totally in the Machlokes Yishonim. What is the gather of Kavana for neder? Does a person have to have Kavana for the Chalois HaNeder, or is it enough for the person to have Kavana for the Divrei HaNeder? One last thing about Shvur Shkogos, I would like to speak about the second case of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah tells us that Shani Oichel v'Shani Shoyse v'Shochach v'Ochel v'Shosa. So there's a machlokes about this line in the Mishnah between the Ran and the Rambam. The Ran explains that this Mishnah is speaking about a person who makes a neder al tanai. That he says that I'm making a koinim on myself if I al tanai that I eat satz and shatz. And then what happens? That he forgets that he had made a neder al tanai and he ate this object without realizing that eating this object is going to cause the chalois haneder. Says the Ran, b'kai gavna, that the person forgets that the achilo is meichel, the neder, b'kai gavna, that's called nidreish kogos, and therefore the neder is not chal. The Ran is saying a chiddush in the Mishnah, because it doesn't say in the Mishnah that we're speaking about a tanai. that the more simple way of reading the Mishnah would be that kipshutai, that he says shani oichal v'shani seisa, that he says that I'm taking a neder that I shouldn't eat, and he forgets and he eats. Dahainu, that he made a neder on a certain food, and he forgot that he made a neder, and he was over his neder by eating. This is in fact how the Rambam learns in Hilchos Shavuos Perek Gimel Halacha Vav, that the Rambam writes, Oishenishba shelo yoichal, v'shochach v'ochal. Dahainu, that he's not speaking about a Shavua al-Tanai, but rather a Shavua gemura, that he takes a Shavua, and he simply, he forgets that he took a Shavua, and he is over the Shavua by eating what he said, what he's nishba, that he wasn't going to eat. And the question is that the Pashtus is certainly like the Ram, like the Ran. Why is the Pashtus like the Ran? Because in the case that the person already took a Shavua, or already took a Neder, and the Chalois HaNeder, the Chalois HaShavua, is already Gemura, at that point in time, so then it's too late to have Ha'adam B'Shavua. We said, that it says in the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Chavav, that the Makor of Nidre Shkogos is from the Pasuk of Ha'adam B'Shavua. Now what is Ha'adam B'Shavua telling us? Ha'adam B'Shavua is telling us that a person who wants to make a Shavua, or make a Chalois Neder, so then he has to have Ratzon Gomer. However, if he's shogig in the Chalais HaNeder, the Chalais HaShvua, because it's not Chal, the Neder of the Shvua. Whereas in our case, Bedas HaRambam, so the Neder and the Shvua was Chal Ba'ofen Gomer. But Ba'ofen, that the Neder and the Shvua was Chal Ba'ofen Gomer, how does it make sense that Nidre Shkogos is going to apply here? Haray, he did an Avera B'shogig like every other Avera B'shogig. Just like every other Avera B'shogig, in B'kol Tar Kula, if a person does an Avera B'shogig, so we hold him accountable, we say that he did an Avera B'shogig, he has to do tshuva, he has to bring a carbon. So why should it be that by Nidarim and Shavuos, it should be different, that we should say that an Avera B'shogig isn't even called an Avera B'shogig, it's called nothing at all. Now, to explain this phenomenon, B'das HaRambam, I would like to turn back for a moment to a machalikus that we learned earlier, and Daf Tesvavim Aleph, between the Duran and the Rambam, in the case of Hamadir es Chaveroi. There's a machlekes ba'ofen, the one person is madu, the other person, Hana, and the other person is Nene. Is there Malkus or is there not? Duran says, there certainly is. Hare, when I say that I aser you from a certain chavetz, so then the iser ba'yachal is chal on you, and therefore, if you are Nene, you get Malkus. However, the Rambam, the Ran brings over there, argues. The Rambam writes that the only case that a person can have Malkus of Bayachal Devaro is only if he does two things. First of all, if he himself takes the Neder, and second of all, if he causes the Averis and Neder. However, one without the other will never have Malkus. And therefore, in Hamadar as Chaveroi, and the Mudder, by his own volition, is over the Neder, says the Rambam, neither of them is going to have Malkus. The only case that there's Malkus is if I both make the Neder and I feed you that food, but even that I cause the Averis HaNeder. Now, what do we see B'das HaRambam? The Rambam understands that the Isser of Bayachal Devaroi is not the Pshat, that it becomes an Isser Cheftza, that once I make a Neder, then it becomes Machalas Asuras like every other Avera in the Torah. Rather, B'das HaRambam, we see that the Isser of Bayachal is a two-step process, that first of all, that making a Neder or a Shvua, and second of all, that the Avera. The Hainu, that the Avera has to be Misyaches to the Pe'ulas Hadibur. Or in other words, that the Isser is not the Pshat that there's something wrong with the eating, but rather that the eating is my way of taking my words and being machal of my words. Without Hakdama, so it could be we could understand the Das HaRambam by us. Dahainu, that according to the Rambam, the issue of being over a Neder is not the Isser of the Chetzah. The Isser of the Bayachal is that I want to take my words and be machal of them. In that case, then it could be that the only way that it's called that I'm machal of my Dibur is only if I have some awareness of the fact that there was some deeper whatsoever. However, if I forgot that there was any deeper whatsoever, then I'm legami misasik on the fact that I'm being mechal my deeper. What's misasik? Misasik is the pshat that I didn't realize that I was doing a pu'ula at all. For example, if a person backs up into the light on Shabbos, he doesn't even realize what he's doing. So, B'das HaRambam, that the cheftza of the Isser Bayachal is taking my words and being machal of them. And in this case, I didn't even realize that there was any words. So, B'kagavna, that I wasn't aware that there was any words, then how can we say that I was machal of my words? I'm legamri misasik on the fact that I was machal of my words. Says the Rambam in the same place, so how can we find a shoigig on Nedarim or Shavuos? Says the Rambam, the only case is that I knew that I had some neder or shvua, but I didn't remember what my shvua was. B'kagavna, that I knew that there was some word, I just was shoigig on the fact, the avera of the words. B'kagavna, according to the Rambam, there will be a shoigig, and it's not called ha'adam shvua. However, in our case, that because I was unaware that there was any words, so then we can't say that I was I was being machal of my words. I was picking up my shvua and being machal of it. But rather, I was misasik legabre the averes the chilul hadibur. So it comes out that the Ran and the Rambam are lishitasai. That the Ran understands that once a person makes a neder or shvua, so then that cheftza becomes machalus asuras like every other aver in the Torah, and therefore he holds in daft hesvav that the mudr has malchus of bayachal devarai. And therefore, by us, he was not willing to learn that the Mishnah is Kipshute. And that's why he learned that the Mishnah of Nidrash Gogrish is speaking about a person who makes neder al tanai. However, the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam understands that the Isser Bayachal is not the Isser Heftza, but rather the Chilul HaDibur. And therefore, if I'm unaware of the fact that there was any Dibur whatsoever, Bikagavna, I was misasik on the Chilul HaDibur, and that is a Heter Gomer, and it's not similar to the Averis Shoigig of Kol Torah Kula.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.